Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your body.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com, Cygnos.com, with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners. Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Wanting a safe place for your family, it makes sense, right? And finding that peace in Pittsburgh, well, it probably felt like you'd made it. Putting up a fence, securing the yard for kids and dogs, totally responsible. But as you told the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast, that fence, it was like drawing a line, and not with someone far off, but Mr. Johnson, right next door.
It's amazing how many of these stories begin with the most normal things stuff homeowners do without even thinking. And then it all goes wrong.
Like a switch flipped. On the surface, quiet neighborhood, a simple fence. Suddenly, bam, Mr. Johnson goes off, turning your peaceful place into a nightmare.
Got to acknowledge there's always two sides. But today, we're diving into your experience, seeing what those ripples from Mr. Johnson's actions really did.
It's about that human cost. When something like a fence sets off such an extreme reaction, extreme might be putting it mildly. This wasn't a grumpy neighbor grousing about property lines. Mr. Johnson, he went 0 to 60 right from the start with verbal abuse, accusing your wife of breaking rules, rules that weren't even real.
That immediate escalation, that's a red flag.
Yeah.
It's not really about the fence. It's about control, making you afraid right from the beginning.
And it got worse, didn't it? Straight up intimidation. You said Mr. Johnson would wait for you outside, even seeming to use his car, you know, menacingly on your gravel road. You're always on edge, wondering when he'll go off again.
That's the thing about abusers, that unpredictability. Intentional or not, the message is clear. You're not safe, not even in your own driveway. It wears you down, that feeling, never truly relaxing, even at home.
And that's where, you know, some folks, they hear neighbor dispute and they think, annoying, sure, but manageable. This was way beyond that. You're living with constant dread. What's he going to do next?
Exactly. Your home, it's supposed to be your safe place, peaceful. This makes it the opposite. All anxiety, always reminded of the threat next door.
And your story, it shows the awful impact of that stress. Your kids used to be so carefree, they become withdrawn, scared to even go outside. Their own backyard, off limits because of this guy.
It's heartbreaking how this affects families. Kids, they pick up on everything, the tension, the fear, it gets into everything. This isn't just adults arguing, it's their sense of safety, their childhood, deeply affected.
And as if that wasn't bad enough, you, at 44 years old, you have a heart attack. Now, we can't say for sure it was Mr. Johnson, but...
But we know stress does terrible things to the heart. Add in your family history of heart disease. It's another awful layer to this whole thing.
Like being kicked when you're already down. And sadly, that's what Mr. Johnson did, didn't he? You said he used your heart attack, that vulnerability, to torment your family even more.
Typical abuser tactic, that is. Using your weakest moment to control and hurt you further shows the deep psychological manipulation going on.
It's sickening. You'd think at that point, the authorities, they'd step in, right? Isn't that what we pay them for? But this is where the deep dive gets even more infuriating. You did everything right, called the police, tried talking to him, yet nothing changed. Following the rules, calling for help, it's clearly serious, but nobody comes running. You must be thinking, what else am I supposed to do?
This is where things get tricky. The limits of what the police can do. You know, it might seem like a civil matter, at least at first, and it's frustrating.
So yelling threats, seeming to use the car to scare you, that's not always against the law.
It can be, but proving it, that's the tough part. You got to show they meant to do it, a pattern of behavior like it's a campaign of harassment. That takes time, proof, evidence, and it can feel like it's all taking too long when you're in that moment.
And meanwhile, you're left high and dry, right? Like the whole system, the one that should be protecting you, it's failing when you need it most.
A double whammy, that is. The harassment is bad enough, but then that feeling you're all alone, having to figure out this system that doesn't give you easy answers, it's rough.
And for you, it meant taking that drastic step, building that 10-foot fence. Your own father helped you with it. This wasn't just about property lines anymore. This was about a fortress against a real threat.
You have to be desperate to make that call, you know, giving up open space, light, even what your house is worth, all just to feel a little bit safe in your own home.
It's just not right giving up the things that make a home, just to feel safe.
And the thing is, even that wasn't enough, was it? Like you said, the feeling of being watched, it didn't stop. That peace of mind, it was still out of reach.
Walls up, literally and figuratively trying to block it all out, but it still gets to you. It just proves how someone dead set on harassing you, controlling you, they'll find a way, pushing the limits, using any loophole they can.
Shows you. Real peace of mind. It's not just about physical barriers. You got to get to the root of it. And in this case, it was how Mr. Johnson was acting.
And that's where your story turns to the law, not just reacting anymore, but making him answer for it. Hiring a lawyer, keeping track of every incident, every time he was verbally abusive, every time he tried to intimidate you.
You realized to prove harassment, to make the legal case stick, it's more than saying, this guy's making my life hell. You need the proof, the pattern, to show clearly how his behavior was affecting your life.
So you're not only living this nightmare, but you become a detective too, gathering evidence, figuring out the legal system.
Let's be real, that's a lot to handle on top of everything else. When you're already exhausted, emotionally and physically, from all the stress.
Like getting a second job, one you didn't sign up for, and the stakes are sky high. But this is where your story really gets interesting, because it shows something about harassment law that most people don't get.
Yeah, people think someone's making life miserable, there's got to be a law, you press a button, and it all gets fixed. Life's not that simple, especially in a case like yours.
Right. Even with a lawyer, the paperwork, the official complaints, there's no magic wand. The law, it's necessary, but man, it's stressful and uncertain in its own way.
Totally. And that's where nightmare neighbors, they leave us hanging, don't they? We don't know what happened with a lawsuit, if the system worked for you, if Mr. Johnson ever faced any music for what he did.
Not knowing how it ends, that's almost as bad as the harassment itself, wouldn't you say?
It really shows you, even when you do everything right, follow the rules, ask for help, there are no guarantees.
Makes you wonder about home sweet home, doesn't it, if that's really true?
Exactly. We all want that feeling that we're safe in our own place. But when that's shattered, not by some random thing, but by the person next door, that's rough.
Shows you the limits of the system, too. You think, police, they'll be there, protect you, but they've got rules to follow, procedures, and sometimes that doesn't fit with how urgent things are, like in your case.
The law, it's there for a reason, but yeah, it's slow. Takes its time, costs money, and you got to be strong to deal with all that, and sometimes victims just don't have it in them, you know?
So not only are you dealing with what this guy's doing to you, but now you're thrown into this legal maze, hoping it all works out in the end.
And that's why your story, even without a neat ending, it's so important. It forces us to face it, even in those perfect-looking neighborhoods. Behind those fences, this stuff happens.
It's a wake-up call. This could be anyone, anywhere. That idea of a good neighborhood keeping you safe, it's not always real.
Makes you think, how would I react if this happened to me? Could I handle the legal stuff? What can we do as neighbors, as a community, to help people in these situations during and after?
Because this isn't just one bad neighbor, is it? It's bigger than that. It's about harassment, period. It's about how our systems can fail and how we need to be more aware, more supportive.
100%. By talking about it, you've shined a light on a problem that people don't want to see. You're giving a voice to people who are too scared or unsure to speak up.
You're showing that even when it seems impossible, There's power in speaking out, in getting help, in refusing to be quiet.
And maybe, just maybe, when we hear these stories, when we have honest conversations, we can start building communities where everyone feels safe, supported, and strong enough to stand up for their right to peace at home and everywhere else.
And on that note, we want to thank you for sharing your story. It makes you think, raises awareness, and hopefully it's a starting point for change.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi guys, here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil, like a lot of it. Yep, that's good. Then I stare at a red light. It's the kind that helps your cells positively glow. Oh, wow, really bright, okay. Next, I take an ice bath. That's how you melt your fat and fix your, I don't know, other stuff. Ooh, yep, feeling super healthy. Can't feel my toes. Breakfast is raw liver. Okay, here we go. Oh, real good.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners. Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.